Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Greetings. Welcome to Titus chapter 2, verse 14, which is continuing and finally concluding a sentence that began in verse 11, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. There's a lot of good theology packed into the 14th verse. I don't want to spend much time unpacking it and taking day after day after day for each segment. So I'll say this. What God did through Jesus, and remember, God and Jesus are within the context of verse 13, in the same person saving the world, he did so by giving himself. This is self-sacrifice. So that he might redeem us. Redeem us means to buy out of the slave market. So that he might actually purchase the people from their lawless deeds and purify. So what Calvary was doing was a twofold function. It was to redeem or buy us out of the place of lawlessness, which doesn't mean it bought us out of a place where we had no law. It means it bought us out of the place where we were guilty based upon all of our deeds that broke the law. So he bought us out of the slavery of our lawless deeds. And the second thing the cross did, all in one moment, was he also purified for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. And this is, and I don't want to go too far into this because you know my heart and I've been on this territory before, God already had Israel. They were his special people. So why does he go to the effort at Calvary to redeem for himself a special people? Because through Calvary, he was able to take in the entire family of man by faith, not by heritage through circumcision through the family of Abraham. Also, how can we still cling to the Old Testament argument that Israel is God's people, but you and I are sort of a secondary version of God's people, when Titus 2 and 14 is very clear by what Christ did in redeeming us from our lawless deeds, he also purified us for his own special people, zealous for good works. So God doesn't need a nation on planet Earth. He has a people purchased by the blood of the Lamb. The godly nation is the church. It has nothing to do with a geographical line on a map. We've grown so infatuated with where Israel's position is in the countries of the world, where America's at in the countries of the world, who's godly and who has the favor of God and why. And I'm sorry, but I don't see past the finished work of Jesus Christ in developing a people. There's no greater way to develop a people than the cross. He has already built for himself a special people, zealous for good works. So he's even put inside of us this desire to do great things. There is no lazy bone in the believer's body. That doesn't mean we're out working our little fingers to the bone. It means that we are so desirous to do the things that make Daddy look good. Tomorrow we'll close the second chapter and introduce the third. There's some remarkable theology to unpack in the first eight verses of Titus 3 that's going to take us a few days, but I see the end in sight. I think we'll be done possibly even before the month of November is out. I hope you're enjoying the journey as much as I am. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.